Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book, getting back to the Word of God. Anything that's needed in our country today, it's for churches and people to get back to the Word of God. We certainly need that this morning. Good to be here. I trust you're getting ready to be in church today. Sunday school hour, 10 o'clock, and then worship service and night service tonight, and then Wednesday. I trust you're getting ready to be in the house of God. I invite you to come to be where we're members at here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. Will preach to you the Word of God. And our Sunday school begins at 10:45 for the preaching hour, 5 o'clock evening service, Wednesday at 7. So you come and be with us this week in the house of God. I believe you'll enjoy something in the house of God. And if you're not supposed to enjoy all of it, you might get reproved, rebuked, and then you'll get exhorted. And that's a part of it. So we're not supposed to enjoy everything in church, but we'd appreciate it. We appreciate it. Amen. I tell you, preaching has never made me mad. It made me appreciate the revelation of my sins in my life, where I could get it right with God, but I've never resented the preaching of the Word of God. And I appreciate it tonight. And well, it's good to be here. We appreciate your prayers for us through this time we've been through the last month or so. And we appreciate you praying for us. God's blessing us. God's touched us. We appreciate that so much. God is good. God is gracious and God is good. And so we're here this morning to try to bring to you the Word of God again. From God's precious book. Don't forget to pray for the needs, the requests, those that are sick and suffering, those that are going through problems and surgeries and recoveries and these different things of life. Remember to pray for them this morning. Pray for those shut-ins that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. I trust you remember them when you pray. And God would just touch them and help them through this day as they look to Him for direction and for strength and for forgiveness and cleansing and for grace in the time of need. And thank God for that. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. I know you've got something that you need to pray about and some folks that you need to pray for. And we want to pray with you and for you this morning that God will help. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, to be once again behind the microphone and try to be a blessing to someone out there in radio land today. Try to be the means of some precious soul coming to Jesus and being saved before it's too late. I pray, Lord, you bless every need, the request that's been made known this morning, Father, in our prayer requests and our unspoken needs. There's so many things to pray for today. We know that you're able to help those in their time of need. Have your will and way in the broadcast today. Use it now. And we'll honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. I hope it will be a blessing to you today as we try to bring the Word of God and have the songs that God leads us to sing today. So you listen as they sing.
How sweet is the message that Jesus sings. I'll share it as long as I breathe. trust Him with faith, this message that Jesus saves.
Amen. Amen. Glad He saves. Thank God He still saves. Isn't that a blessing? Amen this morning. All right. Hope you enjoy that today. You listen now as they sing another one for us.
Like a ship sailing out on a trip so rough and long, so far from shore, so far from home, I set out in search of a reason to go home, and there I found it in the eye of the storm.
Amen. I hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. Psalms chapter 85 today, Psalms chapter 85. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. I want to just this morning try to bring to you a few thoughts beginning today on simply revival. Now, this sixth verse of Psalm chapter 85 has been used many times talking and preaching about revival and God reviving his people. And I still believe the scripture, for the Bible said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land." And that's in the order that God wants it in. Amen. And so we find the revival is something that God's people needs periodically, and America really needs today. Now, the people and the churches of America needs real revival. I'm not talking about a series of meetings. I'm talking about revival. God sent Holy Ghost revival that will kill sin and stir sinners, convict hearts, and bring repentance in the lives of sinners and also of God's people. And so we find that what revival is, what revival would do for God's people. What would it do for them? I tell you, God sent real revival to our land. And it depends upon our response to what God is saying in his precious word. It depends upon that. But you notice what real revival is. It's when God's favor is remembered, as we find in verse 1. God's favor is remembered. He said, "Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob." And so we find revival is God's favor remembered, delivered from captivity. When Satan had our soul bound in sin, and we're steeped in sin, but God delivered us from our sins. I tell you, God's favor is remembered when revival takes place. Mind goes back to the time when God picked us up out of the horrible pit and put our feet on solid rock. And so there's a deliverance from captivity. And in that saying, in verses 2, there's forgiveness of sins. There's forgiveness of sins when real revival takes place. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Now he's talking about his people. He's talking about those that have already been saved. That's where revival comes from, is from God's people that stirred once again with the Holy Ghost and repents of their sins and turns again to God. And so there's forgiveness of sins. God will forgive. Never forget what God said in 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so there's forgiveness of sins there in verses 2. Not only that, but there's deliverance from wrath in verses 3. Now the Bible said in verse 3, he said, "Thou hast taken away all thy wrath, and thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger." Now, if there's one thing I don't want today, it's for God to be mad at me. Amen. Be anger from God. But when we real revival comes, there's the deliverance from the wrath of God. Now we know that sinners is only once can be delivered from the wrath of God. We know that we're saved. We that are saved are not going to be under God's wrath as per se during the tribulation, but we are under the chastisement of God, we that have been born into the family of God. And so real revival will bring a remembrance of a favor of a divine holy God upon our lives and what God has done for us in the past. Don't forget what God done for you when he reached down, picked you up out of the horrible pit and cleansed you from your sins. Don't forget that. There's remembrance of that when God stirs us for revival. Amen. And then secondly, God's direction is received when real revival takes place. God's direction is received when real revival takes place. The Bible said, verse 4, turn us, O God, of thy salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. And there's God's direction is received. Amen. Turn us, O God. Turn us, O God. Oh, that's talking about a direction. Turn us. Don't let us keep going in the same direction that we were going in. But when real revival takes place, we'll turn from the ways of the world and from our own ways. We'll turn from that and turn to the will of God. That's what revival is all about this morning. And so God's direction is received from him to us in the direction that we need to be turned to. Amen. Turn away from the world. Turn away from the flesh. Turn away from sin. Turn away from Satan's urgings. Turn away from those things and find direction from the Lord. Turn us, O God. Turn us, O God. Boy, I'm telling you, awakening takes place when we realize we're going in the wrong direction. Some of you out there this morning, you're going in the wrong direction in your Christian life. And you're going the wrong direction. You need turning. You need reviving. And you need a stirring from God that only God can give you. And that you respond to the Word of God this morning. Listen, quit going down that road of sin and rebellion and compromise. But I tell you, turn yourself toward the will of God in your life today. And brother, when these things take place in our life, what happens next? Thirdly, God's joy is restored. Oh, God's joy is restored. Look what he said in verses 6. He said, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Rejoice in thee. What are you rejoicing about this morning? Are you rejoicing about that new car? Are you rejoicing about that new house you built? Are you rejoicing about the new boat you purchased? Are you rejoicing about the new job you have? Those things are great to have, but you're not to rejoice in those things. Real revival comes when God's joy is restored. Rejoice in thee. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the things of God. Rejoice in the fact that you're not going to hell. Rejoice in the fact you can walk with God. Rejoice in those things this morning. And I tell you, God will stir your heart. He'll give you real joy once again. Revive us again, he said. Oh, that thy people. We waiting around for somebody else to get revived when we ought to respond to the Word of God and get revived ourselves. Get excited about the Lord. Get excited about the things of God. Get stirred by the Holy Spirit of God. Get stirred by the worship of the saints of God. Get stirred by the preaching of the Word of God. Get stirred by the songs of Zion, the spiritual songs and hymns and the melody in our heart. Get stirred by that, and by the real joy will come once again to God's people. And so there needs to be that stirring. Once again, God's joy restored David, cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. There was a need in David's life. Yes, he sinned. Yes, he disappointed the Lord. He disappointed himself and his friends and his family. But I'm telling you, brother, David got right with God. He repented of the sin that he committed, and brother got it right with him, and God restored unto him the joy of the salvation of God. Ah, the joy of his salvation. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Why shouldn't we? Luke chapter 10, verses 20, 21. Abraham rejoiced to see Jesus' day. John chapter 8, verse 56. Why shouldn't we rejoice? Why can't we rejoice? Because our sins have been forgiven, because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why can't we rejoice? Because we've got a home in heaven, and we've got a church to go to, and we've got a pastor to lead us, and we've got songs to sing, and we've got a testimony to give. Why can't we rejoice when the Spirit of God that dwells within us stirs our soul, and we sit there and quench the Holy Ghost and quench him and squeeze him down instead of getting up and testifying, rejoicing in the things of God? Oh, my friend, listen, when revival comes, God's joy is restored. Amen. God's joy is restored. And then when real revival comes, God's voice is recognized. God's voice is recognized. Oh, yes. The Bible said here in verses 8, look what he said in verses 8. The Bible said in verse 8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Oh, advice is given by the Lord. Amen. He gives real advice there in verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. No, you're not to turn again to that. And then God's glory is enjoyed. And look what he said in verse 9. Oh, verse 9, surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, how that glory may dwell in our land. Amen. His salvation is nigh to his glory is enjoyed once again. I'm telling you, wherever God is, the glory's there. Amen. That glory may dwell in our land. Glory can dwell in our soul, and glory can dwell in our land. Amen. Aren't you glad of that this morning? So when revival comes, listen, God's glory is enjoyed. God's attributes are enjoyed when revival comes. Look what he said, mercy and truth are met together. Amen. We can enjoy mercy and truth. Amen. And righteousness and peace have kissed each other. His attributes, all of those are attributes of God. Mercy, truth, righteousness, peace, and listen, are enjoyed from the Lord. Those attributes are enjoyed by God's people. Amen. And so he said, truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Amen. Thank God. Now look at this. At the goal of revival. What is the goal of revival? Look in verse 13. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. When revival takes place, we're walking with God. He sets us up in the way of his steps. Not the way you would go or the way I would go, but the way the Lord would have us to go. And so that's what revival does. Brother, it's got a goal, and that we might walk with God. Amen. Walk with God. Enjoy the blessings of God and do the things of God. Revival can come if God's people would hear and God's message be heard, and God's men would preach, and response from God's people would be real, and people of all ages, that even the children would be rejoicing. Amen. If there's anything we need today in our land, it's revival of our young folks. Revival of our young people needs to be revived today. Amen. And stirred from God, and the children rejoiced around Jesus. Amen. The children rejoiced, and brother, I'm telling you, he said, let them alone. on. Amen. So there's real revival can take place when God's people, which are called by His name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek His face. God, then God will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen. It's got to be that. It's got to be that order. Brother, until we repent of our sins, God's not going to heal our land. America's not going to get healed till she repents. Amen. Oh, my friend, listen, we're living in that day today. May God bless you is our prayer. On the next Sunday at the same time.